DW.
Meet 19-year-old Inka Vocht and 18-year-old Fabian Beveridge. Just out of high school, they're cycling across Europe to raise awareness about climate change. And by travelling through Europe on four wheels, they're hoping to inspire others to adopt carbon-neutral transportation. I reached Inka Vocht by phone in the Netherlands.
So we started in Porto, Portugal, and we've cycled through Spain, France, Belgium, and we're now in the Netherlands, close to Utrecht, about 30 kilometres actually, and we're going to arrive there today. After this, we are going towards Bonn, where we'll meet with the secretariat, the UNFCCC, and we'll stay there for a few days, and then it's Munich, and then after that, it's quite open, we don't really know. We'll go down either towards Italy or towards Greece, and then we'll be back in November for the COP23 in Bonn.
And how far are you travelling on this journey?
Around approximately 10,000, but plus or minus. It could be a little bit more, it could be a little bit less.
And how is your trip carbon neutral?
Our trip is carbon neutral in a few ways because we followed the three steps of the Climate Neutral Now website, which was to measure, reduce and offset. So we measured our trip, which was, or what we would emit throughout our trip, which was the plane flight. And if we were not to cycle, it would be trains and extra planes and cars in Europe. And we reduced by taking out completely all the trains and extra planes and cars we would take in Europe by cycling. What we couldn't take out, what we couldn't reduce would be the flight. And so we offset that through the different projects that you can support on the Climate Neutral Now website. So we are climate neutral through the way that we reduce and then offset what we cannot reduce.
And so what's the main goal here of this trip? What are you trying to achieve?
The main ambition, the main goal for this trip is to raise awareness, especially among the younger generation, which is the main reason for us using social media is that we think it's the easiest way to reach the younger generation. So people our age, younger, a little bit older, and we feel that they have the right to know exactly what the effects of their choices today have on their future. And we feel that they should know exactly what's happening and that a lot of them don't, and we feel that they should know.
Why do you think climate change is such a difficult topic for people to get on board with?
I think it's hard because it's not right there. Like, it's not something you can touch. It's something that's obviously happening around us, but it's not an immediate threat, if that makes any sense, because it's a very slow-moving thing that two degrees doesn't sound like a lot, but if you take into consideration the how delicate the climate is, especially with the ice caps in the north and the south, it really becomes very important. So, yeah, I think that it's hard to grasp, mostly because of how big it is.
And on a personal level, why is climate change such an important topic for you?
I think it's important just because it's completely surrounding you, because it can't not be important. It's our future. If we don't do something about it, then it's just going to get worse and worse and worse, and then you won't be able to do anything about it. So the more people that take action now, the less damage there will be to fix later.
And on your trip so far, have there been any highlights along the way?
Many, but some that I'd like to share are in France. We were chased down the road by a man who wanted us to come stay at his house, complete stranger. We didn't know who he was, but he was very kind and he offered to let us stay the night at his house. Another thing would be in Portugal. We were very tired. We were at the very top at a very, very steep hill, and we were again looking for somewhere to stay. And at the very last house, there was no one. And then a man pulled up in his truck. He couldn't speak English. We couldn't speak Portuguese, but we somehow managed to be invited to a party with lots of winemakers, cheesemakers, all from the area. And we ended up sleeping inside their house, and it was a great experience. DW.